Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay.
And lady like.
Like ladies like things. Work it, girls. And gays.
All y'alls.
Just everybody work it.
Please.
Please. This week on Minority Corner.
Ooh, James, what are you talking about today?
Okay, Aneke, gloves are off and treats are up as well. I've got treats and gloves to give out.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about who's doing it right and who's fucking it up. I'm going to tell you. I've been watching the news. I've been looking at y'all, and I know who's doing it right and who's fucking it up. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you all of them.
Ooh, I am excited to hear who is fucking it up. I'm kind of excited to hear who's doing it right, but everybody knows drama is way more exciting.
You care more about the drama. Hence, you wanted Jennifer Lopez last week to be throwing major shade at Mariah Carey. You wanted that to be true.
I did. So bad.
It was not.
So bad.
It was not true.
But, you know, I'll just deal with the minor drama or the scary drama.
And pretend.
Or the, every drama.
And pretend in your own head that the drama is the reality.
That's my life. Delusional drama.
Welcome to Delusional Corner. And Aneke, what are you talking about this week?
I am talking about San Francisco police brutality and some people that decided to take the power back into their own damn hands.
Holy shit. So gloves are off in San Francisco. Aneke is shining a flashlight onto some shit. She's not having it. She's not having
it. I'm shining all the flashlights. I am doing a raver dance on the San Francisco Police Department.
Do you think that's helpful, or is it making them wanting to dance, or possibly giving them seizures?
Dance for peace.
Okay, dance for peace. Epileptic seizure dance for peace. I'm into it. I'm all about it. I can't wait to hear.
I will have a warning for all the people who have epilepsy or the potential to have a seizure. I will set them down with a non-light option. But okay. For all of y'alls out there who can handle some lights, y'all about to be getting some shone on your faces. Light.
Some truth strobe lights are coming your way. Well, I can't wait to see. I got my sunglasses on. Am I taking MDMA for this, or am I just going sober? I don't know. I'll find out.
Maybe like a half pill. Like a half.
Surprise. We do not endorse drugs. Stay clean. Stay in school, kids. Well, let's get to the corner. After
let's
that
go.
Drug promotion. All right, here we go. Stay in school.
James.
All right, Aneke, let's tell the listeners. Y'all, we're going to start off in a very, very truthful way.
Yes, we're having a heart-to-heart with y'all.
Okay, we got to just speak our truth, as Aneke said to me, right?
Yes, I did. We are living in our truth right now.
And we want y'all to be involved in all of the janky process and all the hardship and heartache and struggle that we go through to get this podcast out to you. You have no idea behind the scenes. Aneke and I recorded last night half an hour of an episode.
Yep.
All set up. Hilarious.
It was great.
Wonderful things. Gems of things.
Yes.
And my audio was fucked up. And it was like not usable at all.
I know. It sounded like a CD skipping. Y'all remember CDs?
Yeah, because I was reminded of them through the fucked up audio I had. What were some of the things we talked about?
Well, we went in depth into Remember the Times, the video by Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, because Aneke was doing a dance that she was not sure if it was offensive. She was doing an Egyptian dance.
I was doing Walk Like the Egyptians by the Bengals, and then I wondered, was that a racist song or not?
And I commented, I said, it's their version, offensive and racist, sure. But the Michael Jackson version, he was just saying, y'all need to remember this.
And
he
then
was like,
we were
remember
saying
this? Well, then it was weird because it was inappropriate because he was like, the lyrics of the song don't match the video.
Not at all.
Set in ancient ass Egypt. And he's like, on the phone, on the beach.
They ain't got no phones in ancient Egypt.
But you know what? It's not his fault because he was like, he got to the first grade. Michael Jackson didn't go to school. So
this is true.
He doesn't know.
Maybe he didn't do some.
So
maybe
I can't fault him.
Maybe he did not do it.
Then we went through a who's who of who was in that music video.
And you mistook Iman for Vanessa Williams. Let's not forget that part.
I was pretty sure, here's the cast in my imagination. Mm-hmm. It was Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Vanessa Williams, Iman, and some other lady.
You did not say Michael Johnson or
Michael Jordan?
Michael Wasn't Jordan last time. You didn't, and he's not.
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy was in there. That's right, yes. And wait. I mistook Vanessa Williams for Iman.
Wait, excuse me. Did you just mistake Michael Jordan for Eddie Murphy?
It's very confusing sometimes because they're both talented black men. So, yes. I mean, you can see my mistake. A harmless mistake, Aneke.
I'm just going to let that one lie there on the ground.
And they also confuse Iman and...
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah. So that's what you missed. That's the biggest... That's the nuts and bolts.
That was pretty good. We talked through the whole opening segment about Remember the Times.
There was no opening segment. It's probably for the best that we had to do take two.
Yeah, I guess. But I implore our audience to go to YouTube and revisit that video. Wouldn't you say that was like a defining moment of your childhood?
I mean, it's sort of like, here's the thing. Yes, I would. Because here's the thing. Beyonce is the Michael Jackson of our time. Because she can create events. Because Michael Jackson, like, if he was releasing a new music video, everyone would stop everything. Every this TV channel was like, it's 9 o'clock and we're not going to play this episode of Murphy Brown.
Right.
We're going to watch Michael Jackson's music video. Stop everything. Sorry, Murphy Brown. We'll figure out who the father is later, but it doesn't matter because you're an independent woman.
James, P.S. Yes. I really liked Murphy Brown.
Oh, I mean, Candace Cameron. Or Candace Bergen?
Candace Bergen. Candace Cameron was on Full House and was a child.
And I'm not a fan of her.
Happening.
Not a fan of her. And Candace Cameron is on The View. And we also made enemies with Kelly Ripa, is what you guys missed out to.
Ooh, we did.
And if we've learned anything, don't fuck with Kelly Ripa.
Do not.
Because you're not caught up,
she will come for your ass.
Yes, because Michael Strahan, who's her co-host, they were friends, and then he was like, surprise, I'm leaving on air. She had no idea. She disappeared for a week, wouldn't talk to him. Then his contract doesn't end until the summer, and she was like, oh no, you are done this week. She
get
was like,
out.
Get out of here. She was like, she listened to some Beyonce. She was like, to the left, go to a different show.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Middle fingers up. Tell him boy bye. Tell him boy bye. Basically, that's what she did.
Is that a Beyonce song? Is that new? I'm not caught.
Yeah, it's on Lemonade.
Speaking of Beyonce.
Segway tour.
Did you go to a little, did you see Miss Carter or Miss Knowles? I never know what she's going by.
She's still Mrs. Carter. She's Beyonce Knowles Carter.
Catch me up on her.
I hung out with her, yes.
Did you get some Beyonce sweat on you? You hung out with her, yeah. How was it?
2 days ago, me and her went to the horrible Levi's Stadium. Yes, I said it. I hate Levi's Stadium.
Are you putting them on watch? Are they in the corner?
I am putting them in the corner of the world, on fire, kick their butts.
And that, you might
suck,
end up in jail.
Levi's Stadium.
You remember what happened when Lisa Left Eye Lopez lit something on fire?
If you don't hear from me next week, I have been captured by the Levi police because I
tried to commit arson.
Hating on that station.
Why?
Stadium?
The stadium, not the station. The station's fine.
Not the station.
The station, Levi station is fine. I mean, they tell you about the jeans.
They play some good hits.
They give you the deals. You know, Mandy Moore's.
I like it.
Mandy Moore's Little White Panties in My Pocket song is on there.
Mandy Moore.
Didn't she have a song called Little White Panties in My Pocket? And I always wondered why there were panties in her pocket.
You mistook the lyrics. I don't remember what the lyrics were, but I do remember the day when you sang Little White Panties in My Pocket for the whole day.
Oh.
You're like, little white panties in my pocket. I don't know.
Did she get little white panties in my pocket to keep me warm? How much for your love?
I don't remember the rest of the song or any of the song. I only remember you singing Little White Panties in My Pocket.
Because they were. Tweet us if I'm wrong, but you guys know how accurate I usually am. So let's check Wikipedia. I'm going to edit it tonight. So it says the lyrics are Little White Panties in My Pocket. because I'm a dude.
Just change it.
Sorry.
Change it for
us. We digress. Beyonce.
Yes. So, one, I'm just going to break down real quick. Levi Stadium, I will never be going to you again because you don't know how to control your traffic. You got people out there with orange vests on who, when you ask for directions, say to Google it.
Wait, what? What?
Yes.
But that's their job. You're like, excuse me, sir, how do I get out of this parking lot? And they're like, Google it. No, but right. Sir, I need to know how to get out of this parking lot. I said Google it.
Just Google it. Google it. What are you there doing, is a website, sir?
There is a website apparently called Can I Google That For You? So if someone's like, hey, how many poodles does it take to, you know, worship Mandy Moore? And they could just Google that on their own. So you're just like, sure. And you Google it. And then you go to Can I Google That For You? And then you send them the link to that. And then it will Google it for them. It's weird, but that's...
This sounds way elaborate when all people need to do is just open up their Google and type in some words.
Apparently, that's what you needed to do to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah, because his sir didn't know what he was doing. Ugh. So, one, took us 40 minutes to get into the damn stadium, where they had two lots. They had a green lot, they had a red lot, right?
Ooh, sexy.
Why? Christmas lot. Tell me why in the green lot... The letters, you know, like the little numbers that tell you which area you're in, like area 2, area 3, you know?
Yeah.
Why are they red in the green lot?
Wait, oh, that's confusing.
Yes!
Wait, that's really confusing.
It makes no sense.
Because you're like, oh, I'm in the green lot, area red. Wait a minute. Oh, God, I'm confused. Or am I in the red lot, green lot?
Right.
It's amazing you made it out of there with your life.
Barely. I got out of there in an hour and a half, James. It took me an hour and a half to drive my little car like a block because people are driving over center dividers. There are four different lanes of cars trying to merge into one other lane. Jesus. We called this one guy that was trying to merge into our lane Jazz Snaps because he just kept snapping along to music all like jazz style.
Because he's like, you know, Beyonce, she likes to snap. Beyonce is a toe tapper. If there's one thing people call Beyonce, they're like, that is some toe tapping music.
No, I like Beyonce. She likes to snap.
She's a snap toe tapper. It's just her talent. I dare you to listen to a Beyonce song and not snap your fingers and or tap your toes. Tap them toes.
I'm gonna do that. That's gonna be the new me. The new Neke is going to be a snapper. I just snap. Snap along to just some music.
Snap it up.
Ooh, I like this song. Just snap.
So you barely made it out of there. I think like the Levi Stadium is like essentially it's like a practical joke. You were being punked, but what was good? What was enjoyable?
The concert.
Okay.
I'm about to get just a little serious right now.
It's not like her last concert where it was like watching a couple. I went to the last one and I watched like couples therapy happen between her and Jay-Z. I was like, am I okay? Are they okay?
It was really intense. She was recording Lemonade at that time, so it makes sense that she was going through something right then. But I have to tell you, James, have to tell you, for most people are like, oh yeah. Every time Beyonce releases a new album, there's always like about 6 or 7 haters all up on my Facebook feed saying like, oh, people write these songs for her. Oh, yeah, I guess she's a dancer or whatever. I don't understand the big deal. I want to explain to the haters out there why Beyonce is a big deal to some of us, especially Black women, because lately I've been noticing, especially with this election, a lot of people have been kind of comparing. I saw a cartoon today of Michelle Obama versus Melania Trump, and they're saying make the first lady great again, saying, and the picture of Michelle was like super dark, super masculine, super angry, and the picture of Melania is like all busty teeth, pretty lady kind of thing. And then I watched another thing, Francesca, what's her last name? I don't know. She's on The Nightly Show and I follow her and she's pretty awesome. And she posted a thing about, you know, like beauty standards. And if you Google beautiful woman, you will only see pictures of white ladies and J-Lo, you know? And then if you Google...
J-Lo makes the cutoff.
She makes the cut.
So she, She dyes her hair blonde sometimes. So we're like, you know, it's like when Jessica Alba plays Sue Storm and they just kept making her blonde wig and eyes bluer every scene. Literally every scene.
She just keeps getting, by the end, she's like transparent. And then,
because she's the Invisible Woman.
When you Google inappropriate work hairstyle, only black women.
Oh, Jesus.
So I just have to say, going to a Beyonce concert, all of her backup dancers are diverse, but heavily black women, wear with natural hair.
Her female band.
She's a beautiful black woman. She has a full black band. She had black aerialists, like, doing, like, air, you know, acrobats in the air.
She has black concessionists. You just
see. Yeah, it's just, it's a celebration of female black beauty, and it just made me feel that, yeah, no, you know what? I am a pretty lady. You know? Right. My standard of beauty is acceptable, is beautiful, and it should be, you know, rejoiced and celebrated.
There's this icon that you have. Like, she's, like, the top. Like, she is the worldwide phenomenon. Like, she is, like, the top. She's, right. like, it's her and Taylor Swift. And it's amazing that there's right. this, like, black woman at the top of the charts who is doing right. this. And, like, I mean, for those of you all who are listening, you're like, okay, whatever. Like, this is how, like, important it is because, like, folk, it just doesn't happen. It's not often for it to be this prominent and this large, and it's needed because for some, right. we're not shown that we are beautiful in a very prominent right. way, in a non-sidekicky or otherwise fetishized way. But you've got exactly. to literally just go to the celebration of, you know, black womanhood.
Black beauty.
And you just don't see that. Yeah.
So good. So that's like my serious take on it, where it was like, it was one, I almost teared up because she had like this 30-foot tall cube thing that rotated in the middle of the stage that opened up and fireworks came out, and like, it was amazing. But she would like project, of course, images of herself and her dancers up there, but she would project images of her daughter on this mm-hmm. 30-foot tall screen with her natural hair, you know, just looking beautiful and proud and amazing. And it was great. And the whole audience was diverse. There was men, women of all races, all ages, all just celebrating, singing along, knowing all the words, dancing together with their handmade shirts. One lady had her titties popping out. It was a little good, too much.
Because Beyonce is like, get it out. She's like, crazy, you know, in love, y'all. Titties are crazy in love. The titties are yeah. titties are crazy in love.
She sang all her hits. She squeezed in every single hit.
All of them? Because I was thinking, like, Beyonce's like, listen, I'm not doing this anymore. Maybe she'd only do, like, her depressing version of Crazy in Love, where she's like...
She's... James.
Yes.
She sang both versions.
Really?
Because the first version, the sad, weird Fifty Shades of Grey, like, Crazy in Love song,
yeah,
like, she started, like, singing it, and she was, like, writhing around in a rubber outfit.
That one is, like, so, like, depressing if you've not heard it. She's just like, got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me feeling so crazy right now. Oh, no, no. It makes you want to, like, slit your wrists in a bathtub and shoot your boyfriend before you do it.
I do have to give her credit, though, because she performed the hell out of that version. She was in her rubber little outfit, and she was in, like, these boxes, and the boxes elevated, like, up and down with her dancers in their own little boxes. It was good. But we were like, me and my friends were like, we need to hear the original version. Just like how you were saying that version was depressing. We were like, all right give us great. Some trumpets.
See?
And then she was like, all right, y'all. She put on a fur stole that was long in the front, short in the back, so she could do her booty shakes and we could all could see it.
Because she knows. She's like, listen, I'm doing this depressing version for me. And you guys are like, okay, this is great. I wish you'd play the original version. And she's like,
I got you.
Like, yeah, she's like, no. Dun. That's exactly. Shake it, ladies. Where my booty at? Huh. Yeah. No, no. Ha. Double time. Where my singer at? Horns.
Yep.
She do all that.
That's exactly what happened. And at some point, some of the songs, she even was like, I'm going to play this for you, but I'm not even going to sing. She was like, y'all sing. And she made everybody sing the song as she just kind of danced around on stage.
She just sit on a stool. That's funny.
Just did her nails.
She was like, listen, I'm just going to dance. I love this song. She's like, truth be told, yeah. I just want to dance. I'm glad
that
you.
It was amazing.
I'm glad that you had a good time.
Thank you.
I also had a celebrity sighting.
Ooh, who'd you see?
I talked and met with one. I've been building tiny houses for my company. I smell like tiny sawdust.
Just tiny sawdust? Just tiny sawdust. Cute.
It's a tiny
like
house.
Like mouse sawdust.
It's just, it stinks just the same. And don't be fooled, it's not cute. So I'm out in the middle of the this tiny triangle out in New York. It's like this like tiny triangle area where we're building this like tiny house. And out there doing some promotions about this tiny house. And I see this guy, and my mouth just drops. I'm like, oh, I gotta go talk to him. And my colleague's like, where are you going? I'm like, that's a famous guy. I can't place him yet. He's this black guy. He's got, like, big, beautiful hair that I always wish that I could grow, but I don't have the patience for it, so I don't.
You just gotta let it go.
I can't. I will not frozen my hair. Because then you have to be willing to go through that awkward, ugly stage, and I just think,
that's why you put some braids in. That's what I do.
Oh, that's why I sent you that picture of, like, twisty twist twist, and you were confused, or that text.
Yeah, but that was, like, 8 years ago.
Okay, that's true. So I see him, and then I place it. I'm like, oh, he's that actor guy from, you know, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 13, and he's giving directions.
Eric Andre.
Yes, so I see Eric Andre. I'm like, oh, that's him. And he's giving directions to some couple, couple. They don't know who he is, but
just
I
just lost.
Do. So I'm going to, like, you know, impress him and become best friends with him.
Yes.
Because I was literally just talking to my friend about how, I'm an actor, we're both actors, and I'm like, oh, it's so hard, I'm not, you know, I did a show, I don't have another show. Now I have another show, but I did not at the time.
At the time, you did not.
I did not at the time. After I talked to him, I did, and here's what happened.
Ooh, ooh, he's a good luck charm. You need to just follow him around.
Well, I don't know. Wait till you hear, this is what happened. So, like, okay. I'm waiting for him to finish talking to these people who do not appreciate who he is. And I'm trying to bond with him because I remember him from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 13. So, I say, once he's done, I'm like, hey. And he's like, hi. And I'm like, sorry your show got canceled. I'm trying to, like, bond with him. And he goes.
Yeah, but I can't believe you. Okay, go ahead.
So, like, hey, sorry your show got canceled. And he just looks at me and goes, it didn't. And I'm like,
yeah, because
no, like, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 13. He's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, hey, I'm James. And he's like, I'm Eric. And we just it's awkward. I'm like, so what are you working on? He's like, yeah, I got a show right now on Adult Swim. I'm like, oh cool, yeah, I'll check it out. And then he goes, I'm Eric. And I'm like, I'm James. And then he starts trying to back away. And I'm like, hey, look, we're building a tiny house. He's like, I can see that. And then he just slowly walks away.
Why did you even bring into work with that?
I don't know what I wanted to say. Here's what I really wanted to say. I wanted to be like, hi, my name is James, and I'm a black actor, too. How do I do it? But instead, I started talking about this tiny house I was building instead.
Oh. You're just a hustler. You had your present mind. You were like, I'm on this job right now. I need to promote this tiny house.
I don't give a shit about... Well, okay. I don't. Like, I hear... And here's a case in point. Today, I made sure to rectify this when I was working in the tiny house. I carried my actor postcards in my back pocket.
Look at you.
Because, you know, actors were running around there. Like, Anita Bryant was out there yesterday.
Bryant.
Oh, who's Anita Bryant?
I don't know.
Anita Hill?
Anita Hill is from...
Is she there?
Yeah, she's from Clarence Thomas Trials.
Oh, okay, Clarence Thomas Howard Child.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't there.
No.
But Amy Bryant, she was running around. Well, whoever Bryant lady, she was there.
From SNL.
And I wanted to be prepared. I was hoping to run into Eric today, but I didn't.
Like, he's just, you were a part of his, like, walking path or something? Like, what do you
think? Eric, I know you're listening. I know you ran home and you were like, I think that's James from Minority Corner. Here's your shout out. Even my boyfriend agrees that I probably said the wrong thing by saying...
You need to say, I loved you on the bitch in apartment 23. And then he would be like...
I love you in that bitch on apartment 13, bitch. I say bitch to him a lot.
It's 23!
I am not a mathematician. I can't keep track of these numbers. Y'all be doing too much. I can't. So, anyways, if you don't have a next... Listen, let's go to a corner where there's no math involved.
Yes, I like
next
that.
Corner.
I like that. Let's go to a math-free corner.
Thank God. You guys are stressing me out. I just can't handle this. Okay, see you in my non-math corner.
Let's go. I'm ready. Who is fucking it up? Who is doing it right?
Don't bring a pencil. And don't bring an eraser because you don't need that. There's no math. No math.
No. You're all right. You can leave your TI-84s at home.
Put that math down. And the math. Don't do math or math. Well, during the
break, we're in your corner.
Yes. Well, during the break, you guys missed it, and Aneka got a few Groupons, but
I was looking at my email. I'm a woman on the go. I need to see who is contacting me,
and
it was Gap with a 50% off sale.
Nice. Oh, Aneka, I have to put you on blast.
What?
You know how I love to just do it while we're on air. Surprise
I know.
You.
I'm
this
always
is some Michael Strahan Kelly Ripa shit.
You are about to quit the show, and I'm about to jump through this Skype.
And just be like, nope. No, I'm sad because Aneke's not wearing my favorite t-shirt that I thought was she got from the Beyonce concert. It just says nope on it.
Yep.
And nope. Nope, actually, not yet, Aneka. Nope, you're not wearing it. I'm so sad.
It is from Target, and when I was wearing it yesterday, it was my second day of wearing it because I am summertime Aneka. I am officially on summer break, which means I change my clothes about thrice a week.
Three times? That's more than twice if you're counting. You said no math in this corner. Damn it.
Oh, we did. You brought up the math. You're right.
I put us in this. I made us the pickle. But I wanted this
you
to be
you are
like,
secretly a math elite, James. I'm putting you out on blast.
I love numbers. I'm not going to lie. But just not when I'm on stress. But I wanted this to be Beyonce's new set, like saying. She's like, nope. Not going to do it. And then I thought this was going to be Aneka. If she doesn't want to do something, she'll just point to her t-shirt and be like, nope. Nope.
I
not
might.
Doing it. They're like,
I think I might.
Ma'am, we need you to get out of this movie theater with your barbecue pit. It's not allowed. And you're like, nope.
I need to barbecue these hot dogs.
They're like, ma'am, we need you to go. Nope. Not doing it.
I forgot to tell you yesterday that I did wear the shirt when I went out for my bachelorette party.
Oh.
So I did go to the club wearing my nope shirt.
And, like, were you, like, shouldering your shimmying your shoulders and just pointing to people?
I was shimmying.
They were like, can I dance with you? And you're just like, nope.
Nope. Point and then I shimmy out of view.
But then what happens if they're like, are you getting married? And then what do you do? Do you cover it up?
Yup.
Like,
I turn around. It's on the back.
Oh, and that's funny. That could mean weird things. They're like,
I know. I don't know if I want
you
up on my back.
You? Nope. And then you turn around. Yeah. See, that's
ha just kidding.
Just kidding. Nope, yep, nope, yep. Anyways.
I can dizzy fall down.
Sounds like a messy bachelorette party. Stay out of my gay clubs. Okay, listen, you all know I love me some pop culture, but sometimes there's some people who are doing it right and we love them. And then there's some people who are fucking it up and I can't stand it. And here's the thing. There are people that I'm going to name in here who are going to be in the fucking it up category who I am usually a fan of and I've been at bat for.
Oh, damn.
And that's just to show you I'm not biased. If you're fucking up, I'm gonna tell everybody.
James is going to put you on blast if you're fucking up.
I'm going to tell your mama. I'm going to tell your friends.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to tell it. So even, what are the rest of those Janet Jackson words? Anyways.
Anyone who can comprehend.
To anyone who can comprehend, that's right. I miss you much. Oh, wait, no. You're fucking up.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
You're fucking up.
You're really fucking up.
Fucking up.
Yes, you are. Okay.
You're fucking up.
So this is also a game show for you because you're going to decide. You're going to guess. So it's a little bit of
everything. Oh, snap. I have to play along. I can't just add my little giggles in there.
Mm-mm. This is playing for keeps. I don't know what you're keeping or what you're losing, but it's game on. So in the cinematic universe of Marvel or DC, who is doing it right and who is fucking it up when it comes to women? When it comes to women, who is doing it right and who's fucking it up?
Okay.
Who?
I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm ready.
Okay. No, I just asked. Oh, wait. Guess. Guess who?
No. I have to guess. What?
Guess,
there's no lead in
who?
At all. I mean,
I'm who is fucking it up and who's doing it right between Marvel and DC?
Okay, DC is doing it right. Marvel is fucking it up.
Which means you know that pain. Ding, 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 ding. You're right. And that pisses me off.
And me too, because both of us are Marvel fans.
Yeah, and so here's why. So if you all didn't know this, back in when Iron Man 3 came out, it was the new movie for Phase 2 after the first Avengers, directed by Shane Black. He's the director of the movie Nice Guys coming out. He also did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which if you've not seen it, it's great. It's hilarious. Val Kilmer plays this, like, it's such a smart, witty movie, strong, like, well-written female characters, and Val Kilmer plays this bodyguard who's gay in it. And this is, like, 2006. Like, people just didn't really have that shit.
Damn.
So, why is Marvel fucking it up? Well, in Iron Man 3, the villain was supposed to be a female character.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
It's supposed to be a female character. And the reason... Yes, and originally it was going to be played by Jessica Chastain. She was going to be playing this character, Maya Hansen. And then Jessica Chastain said she backed out because the role was reduced, and we never knew why.
Oh. Wow.
Her character was supposed to be the villain, and do you know why the character was no longer going to be the villain?
Why?
Shane Black, he just went off the cuff and he was like, here's what happened. He got an email from the powers that be, not Kevin Feige, who's amazing and putting all the Marvel shit together.
Right.
He got an email that said, we've changed our minds because after consulting, we've decided that the toy won't sell as well if it's a female.
They changed the role because it was a late, because of the toy?
Because of a toy. And it just reminds you that really all of these superhero movies... It's actually about the toys.
It's literally
about the toys. Yes, that's the reason why there will always be a Spider-Man movie, because his toys sell well.
Oh my God, that's just like with Star Wars and how Rey was like the last toy to be developed and sold, even though she's the like star of the movie.
Right, yeah. So isn't that mind-boggling? Like, we would have already had a female villain. Jessica Chastain would have been all up in it. And it was going to be this huge plot twist because you weren't going to expect it to happen. And there was going to be a female villain in it.
What the hell? That's, like, such bullshit to me because it is... little boys will play with action heroes that are women if you just put it in their hands.
And little girls will also buy those toys, too. And the same thing happened to... This is actually a DC property, but there is a new... DC cartoon called Young Justice. It's really amazing. It was really awesome. A lot of people were super super into it. It was really cool. It was like it was a very sort of like skewing slightly older teen adult telling of the younger Justice League. And they canceled the show, even though it was amazing and people loved it. They canceled the show because the audience was mostly younger girls. So they canceled it.
What?
Yeah, the younger girls weren't buying the toys. I don't know.
Wait, I thought DC was doing good.
Well, I know, but I had to cut them this little bad thing. But here's what DC is doing right. So DC is going to be moving forward, even though their movie cinematic universe is a mess, they're moving forward with a Harley Quinn-ish movie where Margot Robbie is going to be the villain. So she's playing Harley Quinn in the Suicide Squad.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily going to be a Harley Quinn movie, but it's going to be probably like featuring the characters of Birds of Prey. And if you don't know Birds of Prey, it was a terrible TV show that happened like way back when on the WB. It was really weird. They had a final fight sequence to like that Tattoo song. Everything she does.
Oh my God, I forgot about Tattoo.
We're fake lesbians.
Yes.
We're fake lesbians.
Oh, Tattoo. Okay. Go do yourself a favor. Actually, don't.
Google it.
Don't Google it. Let's
forget it. Sorry I brought it up.
That was a blight of the early 2000s.
So, but you're right, yeah. But Birds of Prey features all the female DC characters. Like Oracle / Batgirl. Batgirl becomes Oracle after the Joker shoots her and she gets into a wheelchair because she's paralyzed.
P.S. Black Canary. Batgirl is a librarian. Librarian pride. What?
Oh, she's also Jim Gordon's daughter, Barbara Gordon.
Was a librarian too?
Not to be confused with Barbara Bush.
Who is was Jim also
Gordon a librarian? No, he's a commissioner.
What was George W.'s wife's name? Laura Bush.
Laura Bush.
Librarian.
She a librarian.
Oh,
okay. So, and then also Black Canary, Huntress, who is the love child of Catwoman and Batman.
Whoa.
Catwoman. Oh, her mom's on the team. Hawk Girl. Could you imagine, like, you are Nagarella, and, like, you know, you love your mom, but, like, you guys have to be on the same team? It's hard. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to be on the same team.
Mom.
I wouldn't. No, I would not want to. I want my mom to be on her own team. I want, like, mom, I'm going to do my thing with, you know, you save the world over there. I'm going to be over here. She might, just, like, you know, like, be careful!
I know, that's what I'm afraid of. Like,
I love you!
I feel like if I had a kid and then I was You've on the same team you. With my kid, I wouldn't like somebody beating up my kid while I'm, yeah, like, right just, next to them.
I want my mom and her lady friends to do their own thing, and I'm going to do my own thing. It's the team also has Power Girl, Poison Ivy, and Vixen, who I love because Vixen is our black superhero who can not turn into these creatures. Remember,
this is a huge lineup of ladies.
Not all of these ladies are going to be on there, but they're imagining some of them. So, anyways, DC's going to do an all female movie, and this started because Robbie herself, when she was doing research for Suicide Squad, she fell in love with the pantheon of DC characters. Yeah, she's doing all this research. She found a writer. And apparently, I think her character must be doing really well because DC's having faith in her work. Or she's sucking a lot of dick. I don't know. Maybe both, but good for her.
People tend to like Harley Quinn, though, too. I don't know why.
We've been wanting Harley Quinn. There were rumors a long time ago that my girl Sarah Michelle Gellar was going to be Harley Quinn years ago.
Oh, damn.
But it didn't happen. All right, our next one. All right, you won that one. But there are two more categories.
Okay.
So, between Azealia Banks and Bette Midler, who is doing it right and who's fucking it up?
My girl Bette Midler is always doing it right, and Azealia Banks can just kick some rocks.
This makes me so mad. You're right. So Azealia Banks is fucking it up. And it makes me so mad because, like, our first few episodes, we went to bat for Azealia Banks.
Yeah, but
we did.
But then a couple episodes later, we were like, because she kept going.
Like a few weeks later. But, like, it just makes me mad. It makes me feel like that time when Oprah Winfrey was like, everybody read this book from this guy. It's amazing. It's on Oprah's book club. And then it turned out he didn't write the book. And Oprah made him go on his
James
show
Fry.
And apologize. Mm-hmm.
So I want Azealia Banks. She tore him a new butthole on the show.
And I want Azealia Banks to come on the show, and I want her to apologize.
You're going
to
Oprah her.
She's going to murder me.
I know.
She scares me. So Azealia Banks, she just went nuts. And here's the thing. Bette Midler ties into Azealia Banks. And so, if you don't know, Azealia Banks went on another Twitter rant, as she does. And Azealia Banks is such a talented, young, black, female MC. I can't even listen to her album anymore because the crazy shit she does. I can't separate the art from the artist. It all started when Zayn from One Direction. I barely know who this is, but...
Pillow talk, I'm Zayn. There you go.
So he has a song called Like I Would, and Azealia Banks was like, someone's been mood boarding the fuck out of me, and she had pictures of similar to each other. They were not similar at all. It was like, he had green lighting on his face, and she had, like, blue lighting on her face, and she's like, you're copying me.
She needs to calm down.
And then he was like, you know, he made a little comment, sort of like joking. And then she went on this tirade against him. She said things to him like, you a dick rider for real. Ride this dick until the wheels fall off Punjab. So racist comments.
And homophobic.
Yes.
Which she's been called to the floor about before.
Several times, yes. And then she was like, keep sucking this young Rapunzel dick, you hairy curry scented bitch.
Ew.
Then she says, you were the token brown boy. All these white boys in 1D disrespected you and made you their pet. Still doesn't change the fact that your mother is a dirty refugee who won't be granted asylum. What?
Crazy.
And then she was like, and then when she was questioned about it, she was like, I had to remind him that we're both in the same boat in this industry.
What?
And we're people of color.
What?
That's what she said, yeah. Oh,
that's how she reminded him?
Then she went on the attack of this 14-year-old Sky Jackson. Did you hear
that's right.
She said? This young 14-year-old Sky Jackson, she tweeted after seeing this mess, she was like, Azealia Banks needs to simmer down a little. And then she said...
Oh, no, here we go.
Yeah, to this 14-year-old girl, she was like, and you need to grow some hips and start your menses. Stay in a child's place.
Enabling a lazy... what is it?
Azealia Banks. Elisa Starr. Eliza Doolittle. Who is Eliza Doolittle? She is Eliza Doolittle. We should Eliza Doolittle Azealia Banks.
I don't want to get near her.
turn her into, like, you know, a more respectable, refined lady.
No.
It's literally...
You are on your own on that project, because that woman will tear your eyeballs out and eat them.
She's nuts. So then the young Disney actress had, like, tweeted back to her. They got into a Twitter war where she was fighting a 14-year-old girl. Azealia Banks is 24 years old.
Right.
And the girl was like, when a no-hip having 14-year-old has more class than you, worry about your career. Get one. She then put a peace sign. Azealia was like, LOL, you know they don't like girls your color. Enjoy it while it lasts. Your mom's been pimping you out to Disney since you were a little girl. Let's see what you end up like at 21. Bye. And they just keep going back before. She's like, I had a career before Disney, and I'm sure I will after. And then...
This is ridiculous.
She's fighting this 14-year-old girl. And then Azealia was like, well, I know that was her mother. That she was like, oh, and then she posted a picture of her. She said, yes, this child is a coon in training. A 14-year-old girl. A 14-year-old girl.
Black girl.
Yes, her fellow black girl. And then Sky responded back. She was interviewed. She stopped tweeting. And she was like,
good,
she was
smart.
Interviewed about it. And she don't said, engage. Sky, 14-year-olds, was like, I'm living for myself. I don't really care about what anyone has to say negatively towards me.
Good, because she is smart and not crazy weirdo. Like,
yeah.
Ugh, God.
And so since then, Azealia Banks has been kicked out of the... Two things have happened to her. She's been kicked out of the Rinse, Born, and Bred Festival, which is a London festival. They were like pretty much like, well, we don't support... Like, we're a place of like non-hatred, non-violence. Yeah. We don't support people who are homophobic, racist, or anything like that. Good. So Azealia Banks lost that job. She's also been banned from Twitter. She's been kicked off from Twitter.
Good, so, because Twitter clearly is not doing her any favors right now.
I forget her name, but this blogger went to bat for her or something, and she tweeted, ZZ Foster Blue is a blogger, and she tweeted...
Or you mean she Instagrammed?
She Instagrammed the text conversations that they were having back and forth to each other as her defense of, like, why she did all the things that she did.
Did she have any good excuses? Like, she was...
She's like, I needed to remind Zane that... We're on the same side of things. And then she was like, oh, I knew that that wasn't that 14-year-old girl. I knew that it was her mother. So, Azealia Banks has since apologized. She said that she's gone too far.
Really?
I didn't actually... I forget exactly what she wrote. I don't have it here.
It was probably like a sorry, you're sad
Actually, it's like a genuine apology. She... genuinely comes out and says, like, you know, I get it. My anger gets the best of me. I'm very passionate. I get caught up in all these things.
She needs to go away.
Bette Midler actually responded about Azealia Banks's Twitter account being deactivated. She said, Twitter deactivated Azealia Banks's account for homophobia and racism? ? So why is Donald Trump still here?
Ooh, good
Bette
point,
Bette Midler doing it right, just with that one tweet.
I love Bette Midler. I'm sorry. She is like, she says the best thing. Her and Susan Sarandon are like my godmothers. Okay. They don't give one fuck about anything and will say what is on their mind.
Yeah.
And they are usually on the right side of history.
They always are. And they're just like, and it's true because it's like, you know, that does, okay, Azealia Banks, yes, she's nuts. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is equally as nuts and more dangerous because people actually no one's following what Azealia Banks is saying and being like, yeah, I'm going to go like.
Change some policies.
Yeah. Or like go to this Disney Channel star's house and like call her hipless. No one's doing that. No one's doing any of that business.
Very true.
Azealia Banks isn't as powerful. No one's going to Sky Jackson's Wikipedia page and changing it because Azealia Banks ain't Beyonce, so it's not happening.
Right.
But so here, why is this, you know, white man with a lot of power, actually, nothing's happened to him on his Twitter account. They allow him to do lots of dangerous stuff on Twitter. So Bette Midler does have a point that, like, why was Azealia Banks' account deleted and Donald Trump still here?
It's so true. I know.
All right, last thing I want to talk about. I'm just going to breeze through this. So which one of these networks, which one of the major networks out of all the networks, CBS, Fox, ABC, NBC, CW, which one of them is doing it the most? for their new season of television.
James, this is hard. It's so hard that my brain started thinking and I remembered that I'm on a podcast and I need to actually talk.
And I could just sit there for the next 10 minutes.
Just like thinking.
Breathing heavily into the mic.
Okay, so CW has a history of being pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
CBS is shitty.
Yes, they're the, yeah.
NBC and ABC. ABC just canceled Agent Carter, so I'm going to say no. I'm going to say CW.
CW, actually, their series, they don't have a lot of new shows to develop because everything's doing really well. In fact, they just picked up Supergirl.
Nice.
And all their shows are a lot of women. They're mostly just, they should be called the Superhero Network because they have The Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl for
their shows. They got everybody.
Everybody's up in there. And it's a really cool universe. You should check it out. But no, not CW.
Who is it?
It's Fox. Fox is remembering back at their almost every new one of like Fox's new shows that are really, really good is like starring black people.
What?
Black people are in. Fox is like loving us. And let us remember, they started this off a few years ago. They were like, they caught on when Shonda Rhimes was like doing that with diverse casting and gave us a soft pitch of Scandal was starring Kerry Washington. They were like, this show's doing really well. Let's put a black woman in Sleepy Hollow. And they made this buddy cop series with a bunch of black people in it. I thought Sleepy Hollow.
Except that they killed off the black woman in Sleepy Hollow.
Spoiler.
Sorry, guys.
I didn't even know that. I just think I kind of read an article, like a headline about it.
I was going to say, you read Vulture. I know you knew about it.
I was so mad that Vulture posted that. Like, fuck you. Anyways, it's Fox. So I'm going to do a quick run through of some of their new shows that definitely I want to check out some of these. One, it's Hitch. Inspired by a soon-to-be, possibly, maybe true story.
Ooh, what? Future story? Inspired by what? Explain.
It's inspired by a soon-to-be true story. It's the idea that art is going to inspire life. So it's about a character named... You're very confused.
Because I'm scared. They're going to, like, kill somebody. They're going to be like, this week we're going to kill Aneke. And then I have to be like, they're going to get me.
So it's about this character named Monet Davis, who is the first female pitcher for the ML Major League Baseball League.
Wait, she's still like 15.
Monet Davis?
Yes.
But there's a character. So there's a character that's inspired by her. And so the character in the TV show is like a woman in her 20s. Black woman.
You know what?
She's a black woman.
That sucks.
Why?
That sucks.
That puts a lot of pressure on this Monet Davis.
It does.
Because I think her character's name is Monet Davis.
Because she was like, I think she's popular. Correct me if I'm wrong, audience. But she's popular because she was like one of the first women pitchers of the Little League. And she did a really good job. And she's super cute. And she was in like a Nike commercial or something.
This is putting the pressure on. They're like, this is what your future better look like. Could you imagine if someone's like, we're going to do an inspired, possibly by a future true story of Aneke. She's going to be president.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, what?
The trailer's amazing. It's very inspirational. Look at it. It's, you know, going to be starring this black female character and her family's involved. It's, you know, drama. It's got Mark Paul Gosselaar, TV's Zach Morris. You wouldn't even recognize him. He's got like an old man homeless beard in it and he plays a catcher.
Nice.
He does. Ali Larder, Mark Consuelos. Definitely take a look at it. There's Star, which is a spinoff of Empire. And it's got Queen Latifah playing like the mother hen of these three girls who are trying to become this pop star act. And it's
I'm into it.
For the lead girl, I think is a white girl with a half black sister, which I guess that works. And then it's like this rich black girl who's like, daddy, I just saw these two girls singing. They need to be in my group. And who is her dad? My lookalike, Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I thought, I'm not going to say
it. Wayne Brady. People say both things. My boyfriend tells me that the Europeans think that I look like Lenny Kravitz because they don't know who Wayne Brady is. So I'll take it.
You're Thank the love you. Child of Wayne Brady and Lenny Kravitz.
I'll take it. My dads are
That's
hot.
That's good.
Is it weird that I want to watch my dads have sex? Can I watch?
Yeah. That's, okay. You know, imaginary dads.
They're my imaginary dads. It's okay, everybody. My boyfriend can watch, too. So, it looks amazing. I think it's going to be dope. Then there's...
That sounds tight. That sounds really good.
The last one I'm going to read. There's a bunch of other ones. Damon Wayans, senior, not He's junior. Back? He's back. He's in a Lethal Weapon movie. I mean, TV show inspired by the movie.
What is I Danny like Glover going to be in that?
No, he's playing like the Danny Glover role. But he comes from like the rich house and like it's got his black family in it. It's amazing. No. And like the white guy's like, my wife died. Spoiler alert. But he's kind of like schlubby. So it's just nice to see.
Spoiler alert for the trailer, James.
Yeah, you're going to be so shocked when you watch that trailer. Oh my God, his wife is dead. Oh my God. So the last one I want to talk about, which this is going to be legendary television in the making.
What is
it? It's a TV show called Shots Fired.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But is it like a attention? Cop drama?
Oh, girl, hold on to your hearts, your butts, your eyes, everything. It's first of all.
I don't have that many hands.
Okay, well, do your best, everybody. Help each other out. Grab your neighbor.
I'm just going to hold on to my butt.
Okay, that's going to be the best. It's going to be, first of all, it's starring Sana Lathan as a detective and investigator.
Ooh, I love her. She's going on TV Lathan, now?
She's our perfect stranger.
Yes.
Or Don't Trust a Stranger, whatever that Lifetime turned Hollywood movie was.
I think it was Perfect Guy.
Okay. Perfect Strangers was about Balky, and it was a TV show in the
80s. It was the 80s, two guys living together, being silly.
Sana Lathan was not in that. Not running away from a guy she thought she was great. But it's got Sana Lathan, Helen Hunt, Richard Dreyfuss, and it's a role reversal of what happens when a black cop shoots an unarmed white boy.
What?
And Sana Lathan is now playing, it's her and she's a sidekick black, her sidekick is black, and they're the two detectives investigating the police department. It's insane. It's fucking insane. And then it turns out then there's video footage of the black cop talking about like, yeah, I can't, his graduation day from the police academy, can't wait to shoot a couple of crackers.
Stop it.
It's fucking nuts to watch the racial role reversal of these things happening. And then it turns out that it's possible that someone in his neighborhood was shot by a white cop, shot an unarmed black man in his neighborhood, and that happens a lot, and that's why this cop was inspired. He wanted to go and like even the playing field. It's gonna be nuts.
Sounds crazy.
It's gonna be fucking nuts. So, but it's like it's interesting to see the role reversal because I think it's going to wake a lot of people up to just see a different race putting on shoes that are not necessarily applied to them. I think it's gonna open up just a lot of eyes, and it's just gonna really put some interesting conversations out there on the table.
If there ever was a show that stirred some shit, it's that show. They're like, we're gonna stir some shit up with this show.
Remember, Fox used to like to stir it up with like sex. They were like, ooh, sexy sex. That was the 90s. Yes. Now Fox is like, we're gonna fucking talk about race, and it's gonna be just hold on to your butts.
I know.
Last thing I want to say, ABC is just doing their usual thing with, you know, big castings of diverse castings and Shonda's running everything. Shonda Rhimes has a new show called Romeo and Juliet. And at first I was like, oh, God. But guess
Isn't
what,
it
y'all?
Isn't it called, like, Star-Crossed?
Star-Crossed. And it's what happens after Romeo and Juliet die. And, y'all, the cast is all the races. It's colorblind casting. It's insane and it's beautiful to look at because why not? We've seen this story before. We have imaginations.
Shakespeare is normally colorblind casting anyways at this point.
It should always be. Otherwise, go fuck yourself. I don't want to see it. Take it to your own. Take it to your farmhouse and do it for your Amish paradise. I don't want to see it.
But wait, James.
It's about Rosalind and Benvolio.
Oh, I need to know, is this show current, present day, or is it like straight up Shakespearean
time? Back in times. It's back in old times. It's all British, people doing really, you know, black British actors, like, and it's beautiful. They're just
pretending. I love this.
They're just like, yeah, we're going to do this in olden times, but let's just have everybody up in it. We're our audience, and it's showing you that as audience members, we have enough suspension of disbelief. If you're going to give me dragons,
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that this show has dragons, but like listen, like Game of Thrones. Or like, you know, Lord of the Rings. If you're giving me dragons, I can also believe that there's an Asian like dwarf running around.
Yes.
I can believe that. You're giving me a fucking dragon.
We all have the ability to suspend our belief. That, I mean, CW is basically betting that everybody will suspend their belief with all these superhero shows, so...
Yeah, and they just cast it up, so... Cool,
I'm
Shonda.
Excited about
it looks
that
interesting.
Show.
And Rosalind's never seen in Romeo and Juliet, and the show is about her and Benvolio had to get married. It's crazy.
Yes!
Also, 24 is back, and it's starring... a black guy, and in the Kiefer Sutherland spot, and it looks just fucking phenomenal and crazy, just as 24 was, but this time it's starring, like, a black guy and his, like, black wife, and he's got, like, it's got the first lady, she's more involved, like, the new 24 looks insane, so it's just amazing to see black folks on the television screen. So way to go, Fox. Last thing, Netflix, there's Ali Wong has a new show called Baby Cobra, and the pitch is that she's fierce, filthy, and very pregnant, and after finally finding her Mr. Perfect, she dreams of never working again. So, Asian American woman leading a show.
Stand up. I want to see it.
Yeah.
She looks hella funny.
And there's a new, I can't find it, but there's a new... it's either a new Asian American TV show or film that's coming out, and they're actually casting actual Asian actors to play the roles. So everyone's really excited.
What? Hollywood is finally getting the memo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Amazing.
So thanks for going on that ride. I know it was a lot of information, but I needed to catch you up on who's doing it right and who's fucking it up. So now
I am ready for the next installment of this corner.
Oh,
I don't know when
like
it's going
it,
to come, but I loved
it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, where are we going next, Aneke?
Oh. We are going to a little place called San Francisco with a little department called the police department. Are you ready?
Oh. No, but I'll go back home with you. Let's do it.
Okay, stop.
Do you mind if I cha-cha slide over there?
Do you what?
I'm going to cha-cha slide my way over there. So that way, you know, I want to come in with some optimism.
That's good. I like that. Optimism is always fun.
Watch out for their bullets. You are black, duck and cover.
Reverse, reverse.
Reverse, reverse, run away. Oh, dear.
It's my corner.
It's your corner. You can cry if you want to cry.
You can cry if you want to.
You would cry too if they were shooting at you.
Ooh, that's a good. That was. I like that. we could go on the road with that.
We've got some Minority Corner and album dropping out soon.
We do. We need to compile our tunes and make some money off of that.
There's some good shit here.
Okay.
All right, what's going on, girl?
Let's dive into this.
Okay.
All right. So, I want to bring up the fact that, as we all know, especially if you are a regular listener to Minority Corner, hey, Corner Kids, shout out to y'all.
Hey, Corner Kids.
We know that there is a disproportionate amount of, American police shootings that are killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the majority of these have been people of color.
Very
mostly
true.
Black people, but definitely people of color. So San Francisco is not immune to this. So there was several shootings. The most recent, well, there are three notable ones that I want to bring up. There is Elmcar Lopez, Mario Woods, and in 2014, this guy, Alex Nieto, was shot and killed by police in San Francisco.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, after the shooting in 2014, there was a hip-hop artist named Equipto. His mother, her name was Maria Cristina Gutierrez, who had lived in the Mission District for all her life, was fed up. She said, "Enough is enough. I cannot live in the city anymore. I will not eat until the chief of police is gone." So she said that just out of anger. She just said that back in 2014.
Wow.
And then more police brutality happened. More shooting happened. people died. And in April 20th this year, so last month, 2016, April 20th, Equipto was fed up and he started his own hunger strike.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So the hunger strike demanded that the San Francisco chief of police, Greg Scher, be fired or Mayor Ed Lee resign.
I want both of those things to happen.
So basically, just so everybody knows, Ed Lee basically ran unopposed this last election. There's some people running, but they're very small. Like, you know, they didn't gain a lot of support.
I just understand, because when you go to the voting booth, and if you live in San Francisco, why don't you just be like, oh, well, not that guy.
People were complacent, so complacent. And it just happens. And he, I mean, I don't know hardcore facts, but just from what I've heard from Buzz, he's kind of shady. He's kind of a shady dude.
Yeah, he's sold out the city for the Super Bowl, and the city spent millions of dollars they didn't have and didn't get a dime for it. He's awful.
Right.
The housing crisis, his fault,
He's a mess. So basically, those were the demands of Equipto, his mother, Maria Cristina Gutierrez, and then three other people. There was this other hip-hop artist named Selassie, and then a politician, Edwin Lindo, who was a candidate for District 9 supervisor. So, and then also Ike Pinkston. So Equipto, Maria Gutierrez, Selassie, Edwin Lindo, and Ike Pinkston all went on a hunger strike on May 20th outside of the Mission Police Station, which is on 17th in Valencia.
Oh, yeah. I lived right around the corner from there. That's my last address.
This is your area. And you can pretty much tell the audience, right, that this is like ground zero gentrification area, right?
This is where it's going down. I live there, y'all. It's crazy because, when I was living there, like, less and less Latinos were, like, their families were just moving out, and more, like, just yuppie young white people moving in. And the taquerias are going away, and it's more little specialty, sandwich shops that it's, $20 for a fucking sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's happening right in my neighborhood, too. This is just kind of to give you guys the climate of what's happening around here. So James lived in this area, which is, super turning into, bougie area. So this is what we have a problem with. I like it when people bring commerce into an area, but support the local people that have already been there, you know?
Yeah, and not kicking them out.
Exactly, which is happening right down my block, which is pissing me off. This is just a little sidetrack for you guys. Down my block, there's the Laurel. We're in an adjacent district to the Laurel District, which is an up-and-coming neighborhood in Oakland. Up-and-coming meaning gentrified. So yeah,
it's a nice way to say gentrified.
Exactly. So I kind of twisted Andrew's arm and really wanted to try out this new diner that has come on that same street. And Andrew kind of pointed out to me that, why are we going to the, gentrified diner? And yeah. I was like, yeah, I want a mimosa. So we went. But right next door was an African place called Maliki. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. But Andrew was like, we should be going there because clearly it'd been there for,
a while. Yeah, a long time.
Years, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, next time we'll go there because, clearly they've been there. It's African food. I want to support local business. I just read an article today that it's getting replaced by a beer garden.
No, a fucking beer garden. Those things just grow young, white, yuppie people who just kicked out folks of color out of their neighborhoods.
And so the thing that pisses me off is, one, if it was an abandoned, ugly, terrible building and a beer garden went in there, I'd be like, great, awesome.
Sure, that's I'm gonna have a beer space. There. Because there are those buildings, and it's like, oh, build your fucking beer garden over there. We're using things that are not being used, turning those into usable things, that's awesome. But no,
exactly.
Things are already there.
in this African Nigeria, I think the only Nigerian restaurant in Oakland did not want to leave. They thought when the guy, new ownerships of the building, the guy bought the building, he told them, oh, you'll be able to stay there, stay in the building, and I'm just going to build my chocolate shop next to yours. Nope. He decided that he now wanted to build his beer garden and is kicking them out.
Shit happens. My friend Steven, who owns Retrofit in San Francisco, he's having the same problem, like, all this. And he's, like, genderqueer, like, owns his own vintage, like, store. Please go to Retrofit and buy things, because all of his neighbors keep getting kicked out. Like, all these businesses that have been there forever are just being kicked out. And, like,
it's awful. It's
so sad.
It's like, can we... anyway, so I wanted to bring that up, and that's in the neighborhood that we're talking about. What's the name of the store? Retrofit?
Retrofit in San Francisco. It's on Valencia. Like, I think it's like 19th and Valencia. Go there.
Go shop there, please. Support local businesses. So in the same area, the strikes started happening on April 20th. They had been dubbed the Frisco Five. So go to Twitter, look up hashtag Frisco Five, and you'll be able to get more information about this. So they would hold nightly protests outside of the police department. And they were very quiet affairs, peaceful protests. People would come support the five who are on this hunger strike.
Yeah.
But the police would threaten arrests. They would deny bathroom use by saying that the bathrooms were out of order when they weren't. And then they would constantly shut off electricity when protesters wanted to charge their phones. So the police were making these protests a hostile environment, not the protesters.
Wow.
I know, it's ridiculous. So the protests kept going and going. Mayor Ed Lee refused to talk to them. Greg Schur, the police chief, refused to talk to them. Until May 3rd, the strikers, who are now in wheelchairs because they haven't been eating for so many days since April 20th.
Wow.
And hundreds of supporters decided to march to City Hall because they're clearly being ignored by Mayor Ed Lee. So they demanded to talk to Ed Lee on May 3rd. He was conveniently not there.
Of course. Good job, Ed Lee.
Right? But he did call them, like, 2 days later.
Oh, he gave was a like, phone call?
I'm not going to fire Greg Schur. Yeah. I'm sure if it was a cell phone, he would have texted them. Or he would have been like, new phone, who dis? To them.
So, new phone, who did? Oh, God.
So he basically called them 2 days later on the low and was like, look, I'm not going to fire Greg. Sure. And so the protesters were like, still not having it. So they decided on that day to storm City Hall.
Wow.
So they wheeled the Frisco Five in their wheelchairs, and hundreds of protesters went to storm City Hall. They broke two windows, but that's like nothing. And then the police, of course, were there with, like, you know, ready and riot gear and everything, but nothing happened. Actually, no, I'm wrong. So let's back up. Before May 5th, before they stormed City Hall, Selassie, one of the Frisco Five hunger strike protesters, he was hospitalized. But then immediately...
Because of his hunger.
Well, yeah, because he hasn't been eating for, like, you know, 15 days at this point.
I'm not faulting him. I'm like, really? Wake up. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
I would be dead. I don't know how these
my hunger strike,
it.
I could last, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Just meal to
give
meal.
Give me, like,
I'd be like, Aneke,
a half day,
I'm going
and I'm
on
angry
a,
and weird.
I'm like, Aneke, I'm going on a hunger strike until you, like, give me a banana.
Yeah.
I don't see a banana. I'm going to eat this cake.
I know. It's ridiculous. Okay, so he immediately comes back after, which is even more amazing. You haven't been eating for 15 days. You go to the hospital. They give you some electrolytes, and you're like, I'm ready. I'm back.
Let's do this. Still didn't technically eat, so I'm still on it.
Mm-hmm. They storm City Hall. They break two windows. 30 people were arrested, and 4 journalists were injured.
Whoa.
I know.
Well, the journalists were just, like, standing by with their pen and paper, jotting this down. Get out of the way.
I guess. Getting punched by police. Who knows? It was crazy. So, after on May after that, the protesters were like, okay, we need to tell these guys to eat some food. We need them to be able to fight and not to die. Yeah. So on May 8th, after 17 days, they ended the hunger strike.
Wow.
And on that day, though, they called for a big general protest at City Hall.
Yeah.
Where hundreds and hundreds of people showed up at City Hall. And there was silk screening. There were people just peacefully chanting and just in a circle, being totally peaceful. But the police showed up with tear gas, with, like, batons, with riot gear, with things that, like, guns that shot, like, bean bags at people.
That is fucking insane. You guys realize, and this is in San Francisco, and, like, this is where, like, the city is changing. This is all part of the stuff, like, and... This has been secretly happening. Like, the homeless of many... When I went to D.C., I don't know where the homeless people were. I got here to New York. They're barely here. Like, these cities are secretly, like, clearing folks out, and especially, like, folks of color are being cleared out of their neighborhoods that they've, mm-hmm. they've been in for the longest time. Mm-hmm. That these neighborhoods that people, like... They got scared of, you know, black and brown folks when we moved to the city in the 70s. They ran away.
Exactly.
And now... We made them cool and awesome, and the queers as well, come into these cities, make them awesome. Then everyone's like, oh, we want to go to these cities, but get out. You made it cool, fun, and amazing, awesome. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these police states that we live in.
Right.
Do you know what's crazy? Mm. Did you hear about this fact that 2015 was the safest year for cops? Did you hear about this?
Safest year for cops?
Why are they still shooting people? Exactly. How many police officer deaths do you think happened in 2015? How many intentional police officer shootings do you think happened in 2015? What number would you say?
I don't know, like 20,000?
41. There were 41
in the United States? Officer,
in the United States, the FBI has confirmed, there were 41 police officers intentionally killed in the U.S. while in the line of duty.
Why are they killing everybody? Why are
exactly.
they killing us?
Why are they so scared? You're not dying. And
you're
this number
officer.
Is significantly... It's going down every year because 2014 was the safest year. And so that's like maybe one a week compared to that the rate of like how many unarmed just people are being shot. I won't even say just black men, but how many like unarmed...
People.
Even like how many people are being murdered by the police? It's in the thousands.
It's ridiculous.
And it's actually... So this number is... It's significantly less than it was back in the 1970s. It's just been going down. So in the prohibition area, these rates were 14 to 17 times higher than they are today.
Mm.
Like, back then, cops were being shot all kind of crazy ways. But nobody's shooting police these days. So
I know, it's ridiculous.
Why are they so afraid of people?
I don't
police
know.
States.
It's really...
We're in a police state.
It's frustrating to me. So just to wrap it up... The Frisco Five are still protesting. They're not doing the hunger strike anymore, but Selassie has been interviewed, and then also Edwin Lindo, the politician who was also a part of the Frisco Five, he's right back out there talking, spreading the gospel. They haven't, just because they aren't on the hunger strike anymore, doesn't mean that they've stopped their cause.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Follow Equipto, follow Selassie, follow Edwin Lindo. Make sure you pay attention to what they're saying. They're out there spreading all the things that we don't talk about. I mean, personally, I didn't know about the Frisco Five until a coworker told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this is like happening right there in the backyard. Like, I get it. I didn't know
right.
until you mentioned it last week briefly, and I'm glad that you then took that and like you. Thank you for shining the light onto this huge thing. That's happening.
Yeah. It's just pay attention to what's going on around you. And if somebody mentions something, research it. You know, don't just like take it for granted and then go on with your day. Take a quick moment to just go and Google it, as my parking lot attendant would say.
And if we can squash this, there's no war on cops. There's a war on us citizens, but there is no war on cops.
No, not at all.
Because they look at the numbers comparatively, like cops are murdering folks, and mm-hmm. so this whole entire like, it's just what are they so afraid of?
I don't know. All right, well that's my corner.
Hey, thanks, girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well I got a Quizlet for you, and it's gonna get crazy weird.
Okay.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Quizlet Corner, Quizlet Corner, quiz, 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 Quizlet Corner.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go. One of these is not true-ish.
Okay.
All right, number one. You look like you're very focused. Like, I wish you could see it.
What? I'm ready.
I know. I love how seriously you take Quizlet Corner. Like, Aneke doesn't play around. Like, she's like, I'm going to know my shit. All right, number one. Jilted grinder hookup leads to 8-hour police standoff, gunshot wound, and arrest. True. Could be true. Could be not true. Be true. Number two. And I guess like shaking her head. Number two. Italy joins the rest of Europe allowing gay marriage. Could be true. Could not be true. Number three. Elsa and gay about competitive men's tickling.
Okay.
Could be true. Could not be true. Which is why I told you it was going to get weird.
I know. This one got weird fast.
What do you think is... which one do you think is true? There's only... Oh, yeah. Only one of them is false.
Only one of them is false? Okay. Elsa is true. I know that. I've heard about that.
Okay.
That they're going to try and make her a lesbian.
They or might.
There have been petitions it's for maybe, her to be a lesbian.
Alexis Isabel, she's a feminist culture blogger. Mm-hmm. She just tweeted, Dear at Disney, hashtag give Elsa a girlfriend. And it went caught on like wildfire. And if you think about like that Frozen song, Let It Go, is hella gay. Look into those lyrics. It's been like a gay anthem. And she wrote, the entertainment industry has given us girls who have fallen in love with beasts, ogres who fall for humans, and even grown women who love bees. But we're never been able to see the purity in queer relationships. So it's like, if we can see all these other crazy-ass things, we can see these other things.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the first one has to be true, because that's just weird.
It is true. And can I ask you, I want to ask all of the listeners, close your eyes and think about what race do you think that this guy was?
A white guy.
Okay, good. Yeah, he was a white guy. But I just found, like, when I first, like, sometimes, like, there's the assumption that, like, only time we ever hear anything about, like, queer news and it's a black person, I am calling queerity out on this. They only report if it's, like, uh-oh, this black guy shot another guy.
No!
And this guy, here's the thing that's crazy. This guy, he's from Russia. He moved here 16 years ago. And he, so the guy was like, he got there and the guy was like, I don't want to hook up with you, but here's a glass of water. And then, like, later the guy was like,
glass of water.
Then the guy sent him a message. He was like, hey, go ahead, come on over here. I'm ready. But the Russian dude brings his gun over there, robs him, but he left his DNA on the glass. So the cops, like, tracked him down, ended up an 8-hour standoff. He tried killing himself, and he did not succeed. And this guy, in 2000, he was arrested for trying to shoplift $4,000 worth of jewelry in Sears. And then he took off in a stolen car. He served 3 years in prison. In 2006, he was arrested a second time for attempting to solicit sex and sending dirty photos and videos of himself to the police, posing as a 14-year-old boy online. And he served 2.5 years in prison for that. And in 2010, he got in trouble for failing to register his address with the police. So anyways, this guy was from Russia, and Donald Trump always wants to be like, them Mexicans. But this white dude from Russia came over here and caused hella trouble. So
that's just one guy.
Well, I'm just saying, though, like, I don't pinpoint and just say, like, you wouldn't want to say, oh, no Russians. I'm just saying that, like... You can't...
Yeah, don't say that about anybody, don't say that Donald about anybody, Trump.
Because, exactly. But Donald Trump's not talking about, like, if he wants to shut down the borders and he needs to talk... Because he's not saying that for, like, you know, white European-type folks. So that's my point.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No, that's a good point. Oh, man.
So Italy joins the rest of Europe allowing gay marriage. Maybe true or not be true. Or there is nothing gay about competitive men's tickling.
I'm going to say there's nothing gay... Well...
Which one's false?
Who knows how people feel about... I just feel like Italy is not going to be... I mean, I hate to be so, like, doom and gloom. But I just feel like Italy wouldn't. Ah, God, I want Italy to have gay marriage.
Mm-hmm. But you also want to believe that gay competitive men's cycling is a little gay.
Yeah.
It's hard. I actually don't know how to answer that to you, because here's the thing. I will tell you this. I'm going to help you solve this. Which one are you going to go?
Yeah.
Just take a guess. Which one are you going to go with? And I'm going to help you out.
Well, the only reason that I'm on the fence about the tickling thing is because you never know what's going inside of people's minds.
True. You're right.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. Your instinct about Italy is actually correct. I thought I was going to fool you because... Italy does join the rest of the European Union, giving rights to gay couples. But,
oh, that's good.
But it's not gay marriage. You can't call it that. But they also still can't adopt, but they can do all the other things. They get hospital visitation rights. It's because that Vatican.
You know why I say that? It's because of the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, and I still hold it true that Italy is like the equivalent of the deep south of America. It's their south. That is Italy. Saying it straight up. I've been there. I've seen it. I see you hanging up. It's crazy. It's nuts over there. I will take that to the grave. So there is nothing competitive about men's tickling. That's true, according to this.
Okay.
So there's a website. It's so this group, Queerty, saw that there's this huge thing about competitive men's tickling. And they were like, huh, that's weird. And they were like, wanted to get like a quote. And then the article...
Yeah.
This group sent them back, and they said, they were like, no. They didn't want to participate because it's a queer blog and a queer website.
What?
And they said, to be brutally frank, association with a homosexual journalist is not something that I will embrace. We desperately do not want a homosexual participant base applying for this project. My concern is that your journalistic, quote-unquote, style, reputation, and fan base... is your own country's weirdness. And they also, like, referred to them... Oh, Jane O'Brien Media. They referred to them as, like, you know, fag and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile,
awful.
They're doing... Jane O'Brien Media is filming competitive men tickling with guys... tying guys down and having guys on top of each other, like, tickling each other. And here's where I bring
this in. That's sexual. I'm sorry.
This has spawned a new documentary. It's coming out, and it's called Tickled. Because the reporter then went on this investigative journal hunt. It's kind of a mystery horror documentary. Please go watch the trailer for Tickled. It's insane.
I'm going to have to because this is out of control.
It gets deeper and deeper and deeper and crazier about this undercover ring of competitive men's tickling. And it's insane. It's like Eyes Wide Shut.
I need to see this.
So it's coming out.
I absolutely need to see this.
Jaw-dropping journalism at its finest.
Oh my God.
World of Men's Tickling. Yeah, that's your weird ass Quizlet for today.
It was good. It worked out well.
Awesome.
You stumped me. You did. You had me in a rock and a hard place at the very end.
There was some crazy shit. I saw that in the article. It was like, I have to tell the world. To competitive men's tickling, apparently it's not gay, but this documentary might prove that it's a lot of weird undercover. Not even just, like, gay things. Like, it's weird. There's something weird happening. Something is rotten in the world of men's tickling.
I need to find out about competitive men's... Hey, if you're into competitive male tickling, that's fine. Just do your thing and don't be hateful to other people.
That's pretty much... Like, their response was out of control, and then it spawned this documentary that is just blowing it off the lid.
If they weren't, like, dicks about it, then maybe... they wouldn't get this investigative research into their
right. And part of it is like some guys who are hard up for cash are like participating in these videos for competitive men tickling.
What?
And then they got like sent emails by some sort of weird, I think through Jane O'Brien Media, which turns out maybe Jane O'Brien Media it's not a real person or a real thing, but they were like, if you don't send us money, we're going to release these videos. And this guy's like, but I'm a child soccer coach. I don't know that I want
my
people
God.
To be seeing me in this competitive men's tickling video. I was just needing money. Yeah, it's insane.
So, I'm going to look this trailer up.
Look it up.
I am looking it up.
Yeah.
Whew, well, that was good.
Okay. All right, let's wrap it up.
Yes. Oh, man.
Woo!
We did it.
That was a lot of information. I know you're Your butt's hurt.
My butt is hurt. I'm drenched in sweat. I am exhausted. Your nipples hurt. My nipples, they are fine.
I would try to tickle you, but I don't know if it's gay or not. I haven't seen the movie.
Stop it.
I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to do the wrong thing.
But wait, would it be gay for you to tickle me?
I don't know, Aneke, because I am gay. Does it now make it straight because I'm tickling you? Like, I just don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm not a mathematician. Gay plus straight equals gay.
But divided by tickling. No, times to the power of tickling.
Times to the power of tickling. Exactly. Like, what is it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
We'll have to watch that. I am not a mathematician. It's bringing us into a hole. Why does math keep haunting me in this fucking episode?
It's the ghost of math.
I'm over it. Get me out of here.
Oh my God.
Tweet us. Don't add at us.
Oh my God. You guys, go to Facebook. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your coworkers. We are Minority Corner with a K.
Tell your neighbors. Tell your kids. Tell your kids. Hide your wives. your kids.
We are on Twitter, Minority Corner with a K on Twitter. Tweet at us, tell us stories to report.
Send us some emails. I'm still not really on Facebook, so I don't know what's happening in the media. So let us know.
Yes.
Tell us what we should be covering. And just say hello. No one said hi in a while.
I know. So, come on, you guys. Say hello to us. We're nice.
It's been like months. Like nobody. Hello, hello, hello.
Crickets.
Are you there? Crickets. And a big shout out to our listeners in China. Hello.
Yes.
And our listeners in the UK. There's a few of you.
Wow, we're getting international.
We are. And our listeners in Amsterdam. There's actually a few.
Oh.
Just, not just my boyfriend, there's a few. It's not just him.
Shout out to Jerome. Someday I'm gonna meet you.
One day.
In person.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, it's been fun. Bye.
Take care, y'all.